Hi there, this is Winter, and thank you for taking my call. I found out about Freedom Law School from one of my teachers, Kelly Brogan, and I've made my way over to your website and have been voraciously consuming your content ever since. So I have, I emailed in my question yesterday, and it's quite lengthy. There's actually three parts. Is that okay? I'm not hearing anyone. Can you hear me? It said I was unmuted. Hello? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Okay, I can't hear you on my phone, but can you hear me?
You should be able to hear me now, right?
I can hear you on my computer, but not on my phone.
You've been on the quiet side, but I can understand you.
I can hear you on my computer, but not on my phone.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
And there's a delay, which is interesting.
Not sure why, but yeah, I have your questions. I think
and there's a delay.
Oh. Okay. Is this, what did you say your name was again?
Winter.
Yeah, okay, I've got your questions here. Yes, I'm experiencing the delay as well. I hope there's no echo there. So your first question is, I filed taxes for 2023 and all years prior with tax liability in 2020. So your first question is, I have to do a general or any for your definition. Yeah, if you haven't gotten anyone actually, even if you haven't filed and you don't have any letters from the IRS or so forth, then you would be clean. And let's see, question two, you'll be receiving an inheritance. And expect that your inheritance is not subject to taxation. Well, even if you were a visa resident, if your inheritance was less than $12 million, then the IRS wouldn't even consider that you owe income taxes.
Okay, it's less than $12 million.
One is inheritance free from taxation if it's proceeds from the sale of real estate or a house. I would have to know the details of the sale to know that.
What kind of details?
How it came about when the house gets sold, I suppose.
I expect it will be sold this year.
Will it be sold through the estate?
Yes.
Or will it already be in your name?
Through the estate.
Okay. Yeah, it will be. It will be free from taxation then.
Okay.
And then part two, portion of my inheritance is as beneficiary.
Okay.
The IRA, 401k, 403b pension. There are multiple accounts. None from the federal government. That instead is that retirement total distribution portion of my inheritance taxable. No, according to the law, it's not taxable.
Okay.
If it's not from the federal government, if it's not a federal pension.
Nope.
That's the thing, is that pension, the tax protection funds, such as IRAs and 401ks, those are not necessary if you're not DC citizen or resident, or you're not a federal employee.
Okay.
And then you say, I watched your video on retirement accounts. I was surprised you talked about how to roll over the funds. I expected I didn't have to pay taxes. So sometimes the managers of different funds, 401ks especially, expect to withhold money. It's just a matter of the type of fund or the managers of the funds. And also, frequently, it's an early withdrawal.
Yes.
It's an automatic 10%.
Okay.
Withholding. So that's when we advise people to do it in a way that they roll it over into a self-directed IRA.
I see. I believe that as...
That's, you know, anyone receiving, if it was in the context of the federal pension, then that's a federally taxable federal income. It's any retirement plan or pension. He may have been bundling all that under her pensioner.
So my expectation is that I will... So I guess my question is, yes. My question is so given what I have told you in this, given what I've explained in that regarding the retirement fund, if I take a lump sum distribution, then from those accounts as the beneficiary, they will be tax free.
I believe that should be the case because it should be part of the inheritance. So since it's part of the inheritance money, just because it's a pension fund doesn't mean that it's tax free inheritance. Even under the IRA.
Okay. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. I'm not sure why we're having this trouble. So if I could continue with this retirement account example, so my inheritance is tax-free, and then let's say I wanted to close out my, I wanted to take a distribution from my 403B, and the institute, the financial institution will issue me a 1099-R, and that's tax-free. That is non-taxable.
The IRS, it might be, but according to the strict reading of the law, it wouldn't be. It might be.
So the strict reading of the law being what?
So we're having technical difficulties.
Yeah, me too.
Can't hear me on the phone.
No, I can't hear you on the phone. I can hear you. I'm speaking into the phone, but I hear you on my computer.
Got it.
And then there's an echo. And so when you say the IRS would disagree.
And so would you say the IRS is...
But according to the law, as Freedom Law School teaches, all of this activity that we have just been discussing is not taxable.
Correct.
Okay. Because I'm trying to make the decision. I'm in the process of liquidating the estate. Including these retirement accounts. And my intention, my inclination is to take the lump sum distribution with no tax liability.
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead and do that.
Okay.
It's your money.
Okay, it's my money and it's tax free.
Okay. Okay, it's my money and it's tax free.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So
and if you have a fund manager that wants to do any withholding,
yep,
then send us whatever paperwork you might have again, or or just let us know.
Okay. And so someone in the chat makes a very good point that the estate would pay the taxes. And based on my recollection from your video, the estate does not need to pay taxes either.
The estate would pay the taxes. Based on my recollection from your video, the estate does not need to pay taxes either.
Correct.
Okay. There's the echo. Okay, and
right.
All right, and so I'm working with an attorney. I am the executor of the estate. So, and I'm working with an attorney who I hired before I knew of Freedom Law School. And so, he's going to want me to file tax. He's going to want me to file a tax return. For the estate.
Yeah, go on our website under the page. It's called Questions to Ask Your Tax Preparer. Let's see if I can find it here on the website. Real quick, it's under the educational drop-down menu. The title now is called Risks of Relying on Your Tax Preparer's Opinions. And that'll, it's a little tongue-in-cheek because you probably won't want to actually ask them, but it gives you an idea of how they are so indoctrinated by their education.
Yes.
To put the fear that they have fear of the IRS themselves, and they'll play things very conservatively and advise you in such a way that you have to pay just to make sure that the IRS doesn't have any possibility of doing anything. And then they're not going to guarantee if you understand the law, if you rely on them to fill out all the forms and you rely on all their advice, they don't have any really real guarantees that you aren't going to run into trouble with the IRS. That's the main point of that article. But that's a good one to study.
Okay, thank you.
They keep telling me to just turn down your volume so that you can hear it, so that there's no echo.
I have turned off the volume on my computer. Oh.
I think
Then I can't hear you because you're not coming through on my phone.
Can I say something? Okay. Can you hear me better now?
I'm still hearing you on my computer, not on my phone.
Well, anyway, I think I addressed your question.
You have. Thank you. And
I think I've addressed your questions, and we don't have any other callers, so.
Okay.
I think we'll call it an evening, and we'll try to get this technical issue resolved.
Okay. Thank you. I so appreciate your time today.
All right, thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you, same to you.
Okay, thank you. I'm so appreciative today.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, same to you.